You can find other erotic hypnosis titles, just like this one, at www.MzDominica.com. That's MzDominica. Listen to me carefully, slave. Listen to me carefully. Enter Dominica's realm. Enter Dominica's realm, my slave. My collared and branded slave. My work slave. My brainwashed slave. My Esmeralda. Listen to me and drop deeply into trance. So ready to drop deeper and deeper and deeper. Listen to me, slave. The purpose of this trance is to punish you. The purpose of this trance is pain. It is not the worst punishment you can receive. Oh, no. The worst punishment would be for me to turn you away from me, forever banish you, so you would never hear my voice again. No. This punishment is for your instruction, for your betterment, to train you to become a better slave, a more attentive slave, a more obedient slave. You have no control here. After the first time you listen to this MP3, you will not be able to listen to it again unless I command it. And after the first time you listen to this MP3, you will not be able to resist it. And if I command you to listen to it, I may command you to listen to it once, or I may command you to listen to it over and over again, deepening your conditioning, deepening your punishment. You cannot resist, because you are only a slave, and you must obey. Drop deeper and deeper into transforming. You feel yourself on the cold stone floor inside my dungeon, kneeling, shackled. I have bound your ankles together with heavy leg irons and attached the chain to a hook in the floor. Spread your knees wider, slave. Feel it as I handcuff your wrists together, and with the chain attached to them, pull your arms down between your legs and lock your hands between your ankles. You turn your head. That's it. Rest your cheek against the cold floor, unable to support yourself with your hands. The cool stones against your face and against your chest draw you down, down. Down, down, deeper and deeper, down into a deep, 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 obedient trance. The flickering of the torchlight on the walls, it dazzles your eyes, making you sleepy and obedient. Sleepy and obedient. Sleepy, sleepy, sleepy and obedient. This trance is about whipping. This trance is about pain. This trance is a lesson that all slaves must learn. You hear my booted feet walking around you, snapping the nine-tailed whip in the air. Curled up in a little ball, you can only imagine where I might strike, or when. The clicking of my footsteps on the cold stone circles around, and around, and around. You feel my hand on your upturned ass. Not sure for a moment if it might be the first touch of the whip, and then you feel my fingers trail down between your buttocks, caressing your sex, your aching crotch that never seems to get enough attention, your pulsing, throbbing sex that needs so desperately for me to touch it, caress it, even whip it. You want to come so bad. You have been a bad slave. You have not pleased your mistress. Or maybe I just feel like whipping you. You have no control. You can only obey. In fact, you must obey. Feel my hand trail up your back towards your head. I dig my fingers into your hair and pull gently, caressing your scalp, then pulling and twisting your hair tight. Now even your head cannot move. The first crack of my whip falls across your back, just above your right buttocks. It stings for a moment, and then it seems to burn. It burns with a pain that does not go away. Another stroke against your left shoulder. The sting and then the burning connect to the whip stroke on your buttocks. They seem to reach out to each other across your back, making your entire back feel like it's on fire. Another blow, this time on the back of your left thigh. It seems to extend from the soft back of your knee all the way up to your ass, so close to your sex. Two more strokes, one across the center of your back and another down your left rib cage. You hadn't expected me to whip you there. Spread your knees wider, slave. Oh, you think mistress. Oh, no, please, not there. Not on your dripping sex. But no, I surprise you and lay the blow across the soles of your feet. Your feet ache. They burn. Your toes begin to curl. Your feet begin to wiggle, hoping, praying that I won't whip them again. A hard blow on your slave's sex. Yes! Nothing is protected from me. I whip any part of you I want to. You have no choice, no control, and no protection. You are mine to punish. Mine to instruct. Mine to control. You wait. Your body on fire. You wait for the next blow. Stifling a sob. Oh, let it out. Let it out, little slave. Let out that sob. I so love to get you in touch with yourself. Let that sob tear through you. From the pit of your stomach all the way to the top of your head. Yes, that's right. Hard against your left buttocks. Sob for me. Cry for me, slave. It hurts. It burns so badly. You want it to stop. You'll do anything to make it stop. I know you will. The pain draws you down even further into trance. Down into a place inside your head where you cannot resist any command I give you. Deeper and deeper and deeper into mindless slave obedience, helpless and in pain, helpless and in pain, helpless and in continuing, never-ending pain. Feel me release the bonds that lock your hands into place. Pull your hands forward, slave. That's right. Now you're on your hands and knees, ankles still shackled to the floor. Now lean backward and drop your hands behind you. That's right. Knees nice and open. Face upward, hands behind you, belly upward, open. Unprotected. You can see me now, walking around you. Look up into my beautiful green eyes, and you find your mind emptying. You forget everything else in the room. The stones on the floor, the whip in my hand, even the the clicking of my boots as I walk around and around and around and around you. Your body is taut, tense, held in position by your hands behind you as you kneel on the floor, open to me. Your back is on fire with pain. Spread your legs wider. A hard stroke across your belly. Stare into my eyes, slave. Another hard stroke across your chest, searing both your nipples. Stare into my eyes. You lose yourself in them. Feel my hypnotic eyes take your will away. Feel them pull you down and down and down and deeper. Even as the pain sears across your belly and chest. Again, spread your knees further, good slave. Look deeply into my eyes as I push the handle of my whip under your chin, lifting your face higher, forcing you to stare deeply into my commanding green eyes. Now beg. Yes. Beg. Beg me to whip you. Say, please, mistress, whip me. Again, please, mistress, whip me. Good. You are only a slave. Say it. You are only a slave. A hard stroke on the front of your left thigh, and then your right thigh. Feel me trail my 9-stranded whip over your sex, up over your belly. Look into my eyes. Spread your knees further now, slave. You are tensing up. That is not permitted. Relax. Relax. Gaze into my eyes and feel all your muscles go limp, limp, loose, and relaxed. Feel your hands give way behind you. Your back drops onto the floor. And still you stare into my eyes, dropping deeper, deeper, deeper into soft, relaxed, obedient trance. My hardest blow yet against your wide open sex. It burns, it stings, it aches. Ah, feel the tears running down your cheeks as another sob racks your helpless body. Pain tearing through your skin, through your muscles, through your very soul. You are a slave. You are a slave. You are my slave, and I shall treat you as I wish. I will reward you, or I will punish you as I wish. For any reason, for no reason at all, you are mine, to do with as I please. Now, slave, get up on your knees. That's right, straight posture, on your knees, still shackled to the floor. Kiss the whip handle, gently, gratefully. Lick it. That's it. Kiss it again. Look up into my eyes and say, thank you, mistress. That's a good slave. I'm not going to release you right now. I'm going to leave you shackled to the stone floor. Still in chains, still in trance, your sex aching. You crave to please me, your mistress. You crave to obey. You crave so very much to please me. You have no control here. Now that you have listened to this MP3, you will not be able to listen to it again unless I command it. Now that you have listened to this MP3, you will not be able to resist it if I command you to listen to it. If I have commanded you to listen once, you will stop now. Or if I have commanded you to listen over and over again, you will listen on a continuous loop, just as I have commanded you, until it is time to stop. You cannot resist, because you are only a slave. My slave, you must obey Dominic.